from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first day headlines. Saudi appreciates Indonesia to support registration of historical sites. State-owned enterprises uses hedging facility in facing weakening of rupiah. Now the news in detail. Minister of State-owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said that the state-owned companies which operating use foreign currency are ready to use hedging facility following the weakening of the rupiah against the U.S. dollar. It was said by Rini Sumarno during her working visit to in Jember and Banyuwangi, East Java, on Sunday, July the 1st. According to Minister Rini Sumarno, to implement hedging, it should be seen from the side of state-owned enterprises that export and import because it actually requires and receive foreign exchange in the form of foreign currency. The minister moreover added that it needs to be preserved is the ability of state-owned enterprises in a business group to support each other so that financial performance is expected to stay healthy. The Saudi Arabian government appreciates the support of the Indonesian government for Saudi Arabia successfully registering one of Saudi Arabia's national heritage, Oasis Al-Aqsa, in UNESCO's World Heritage List. Press release from the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Riyadh received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, July 2nd, reported that Prince Sultan bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, President of the National Tourism and Heritage Agency of Saudi Arabia, expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian Ambassador for Saudi Arabia, Agus Maftuh Abu Gabriel. Support for Saudi Arabia was given by Indonesia in the 42nd UNESCO World Heritage Committee held in Manama, Bahrain from June 24 to July 4. Oasis Al-Aqsa is a natural site located in the eastern region of Saudi Arabia. According to archaeological research, it has been around 4 centuries before Christ. Indonesian delegation and 20 member countries of UNESCO World Heritage Committee approved Oasis Al-Aqsa to be included in the World Heritage List. The State-Owned Enterprises Ministry has said that the integration of state-owned gas distributor PT Perusahaan Gas Negara PGN and PT Pertamina Gas, a subsidiary of state-owned energy giant Pertamina, aims to strengthen the national gas infrastructure. The Ministry's Strategic Mining Industry and Media Affairs Deputy, Fajar Harisampurno, said that the two companies had signed the Conditional Sales Purchasing Agreement on June 29. The State-Owned Enterprises Minister, Rini Sumarno, as well as the company's directors and commissioners attended the signing ceremony. The agreement process was held transparently according to good corporate governance and in compliance with all existing laws and regulations. The process was part of the process of establishing the State Oil and Gas Holding Company. In her speech at the signing ceremony, Minister Rini Sumarno said the integration of the two companies aimed to help the companies to implement government programs in line with business principles, which would in turn help them expand to support both economic development and energy sovereignty. The government appreciated the Pertamina, PGN, and Pertagas management for completing the integration process, which was expected to increase benefits for both the state and the people. The District Administration of North Barito, Central Kalimantan is replanting over 900 hectares of palm plantations of the plasma farmers of PT Antang Ganda Utama in the sub-district of South Tewe. Head of the Plantation Division of District Plantation Service Abdurrahman said in Muara Tewe, South Kalimantan on Monday that their replanting will cover 900 hectares this year. Of a total replanting plan of 3,600 hectares of the plasma farms in the district in the first phase. He said the first phase of replanting is expected to be completed in 2019. The replanting will cover the plasma plantations of 1,800 farm families, including 350 hectares in the village of Tawanjaya, Bukit Sawit, and Pandran Permai, as well as Pandran Raya. Abdurrahman added, after the completion of the first phase of replanting expected in 2019, the second phase would follow in the next year. Abdurrahman said, the oil palm trees of the plasma farmers have been too old, reaching 23 to 24 years, that their productivity has declined sharply. The plasma plantations entitled to the assistance in replanting program of the district administration are those having the certificate and the plantations are not in forest lands. The replanting program is a grant raised from the levies on crude palm oil export. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The flight operational at Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport Bali is currently safe despite Mount Agung erupted again for three times today, July the 2nd, at 6:19 to 6:55 local times. Airport operator Angkasa Pura 1 spokesman Ari Asanurrahim in Denpasar, Bali said that the airport is safe because the volcanic ash had to the west. According to him, the flights remain on schedule and operate normally even though the eruption reaches 3,142 meters above sea levels. The Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Center recorded the column ash of Mount Agung eruption reached some 2,000 meters above the mountain peak at 6:19 local times. The center head, Kaspini, said that he saw that the gray, heavy column ash moved to the west. The seismograph record the eruption with maximum amplitude at 18 mm for 3 minutes 47 seconds. Kasbani explained the eruption occurred at 6:41 and 6:55 local times with ash column reach approximately at 1,000 meters and 700 meters respectively. South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin inaugurated a 2-megawatt solar photovoltaic power plant at Jakabaring Sport City in the provincial capital of Palembang recently as part of preparation of the 2018 Asian Games, which will take place from August 18 to September 2nd. Alex said the power plant will produce electricity equal to the amount of energy produced by 172,000 liters of fuel. The plant operator has a 20-year contract with state-owned electricity company PLN. In the project, Sharp Corporation supplied technology under the Joint Crediting Mechanism, also known as the Carbon Credit Scheme, to address climate change. Alex said the project, which was constructed in 3 months with zero accidents, was the first power plant in Sumatra and used the most advanced technology in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry Director for Renewable Energy, Haris Yahya, said the ministry always supported the development of power plants that utilize renewable energy, including those that use geothermal energy and bioenergy. Renewable energy comprises only 8% of the energy mix currently, slightly over a third of the government target of having renewable energy make up to 23% of the energy mix by 2025. The last item, a team of 28 Indonesian junior high school students won a Grand Prix award during the International Folklore Festival held in Gorsau, will Kopolsky Poland on June 23-30, 2018. Indonesian Embassy in Warsaw said, in a press statement released on Sunday, July 1, said that Indonesian students from SMP Lab School in Kebayoran Baru, South Jakarta, perform a summon dance from the Indonesian province of Aceh in the contest. The solidity and dynamics of the dance performed by the students attracted the Polish public, the statement said. To participate in the contest, the Indonesian students had 20 trainings according to the embassy. As many as 10 countries took part in the traditional dance contest. They are Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Colombia, Latvia, Malaysia, Poland, Romania, and Ukraine. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Saudi appreciates Indonesia to support registration of historical sites. State-owned enterprises uses hedging facility in facing weakening of rupiah. That was the news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOIQuiz2018 at voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with our commentary for today entitling 72nd Anniversary of Indonesian Police. July 1, 2018, Police of the Republic of Indonesia, Polri, commemorate their 72nd anniversary. Being old enough, the police have passed a long journey and recorded a lot of satisfying achievement. At the beginning of their establishment, the police were named State Department Police and under the Ministry of Home Affairs administratively. As for the operational matters, the police were under the Attorney General. On July 1, 1946, with the Governmental Regulation No. 11-1946, the State Department Police were directly responsible to the Prime Minister. Thus, July 1st is annually commemorated as the anniversary of the police, or known as Bayangkara Day. Polri as a state institution play a major role in maintaining security and public order. They have direct role in enforcing the law and providing protection and service to the public. especially maintaining domestic security. Currently, the duties of the police are increasingly tested, especially in the face of extraordinary crimes such as the threat of terrorism, drug trafficking, and corruption. In facing the threat of terrorism, in addition to synergy with the Indonesian National Armed Forces 10E, the police also have an elite force, so-called Special Detachment 88. This unit has been specifically trained as anti-terrorism and has the ability to overcome terrorist disturbance ranging from bomb threats to hostage. Drug problems are also part of police duties. On December 2017, Police Assessment Institute, LEMKABI, released a satisfaction level survey of police performance during 2017. LEMKABI Executive Director Edi Hasibuan said that there is an increase in public confidence in security policy. Approximately 68.5% of the public expressed their satisfaction. Police are also considered successful in establishing synergy and coordination with NE. Achievements and service innovation in these areas make people more comfortable. It's worth being grateful that the performance and image of Polri are increasingly appreciated by the public. Public opinion on police performance signifies great optimism, despite there are still some shortcomings. Congratulations on the anniversary of Indonesian police. I'm Nuga Kusumawati. That was commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, meet again with me, Daulat Pane, in our regular program, Today in History, over at RI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on July 2, 2004, when Mokhtar Lubis passed away. Mokhtar Lubis was born on March 7, 1922 and passed away on July 2, 2004. He was a well-known journalist and author from Indonesia. He was also the founder of Antara News Agency, and he established and led daily newspaper Indonesia Raya. Under the government of Sukarno regime, he was jailed for almost 9 years and freed in 1966. His ideas and thoughts during he was in jail were written in subversive notebook in 1980. He had become President of Press Foundation of Asia, member of Leader Council of International Association for Cultural Freedom, and member of World Future Studies Federation. The next event is that in 2010, explosion of old truck in Congo killed 240 people. Explosion of an old truck in South Kivu, Democratic Republic of Congo, occurred on July 2, 2010. The incident caused at least 230 people killed and 196 injured. The truck was upside down at Sange village. Communication Ministry of Democratic Republic of Congo claimed that the truck tried to cross a bus. A local officer reported that the driver did trip with excessive speed. And the last event is that in 2013, Aceh's huge earthquake happened. On July 2, 2013, earthquake measure 6.1 Richter scale shook Aceh province on Sumatra Island. The earthquake killed as many as 39 people and injured more than 400 people. More than 3,000 houses were destroyed. The government's planes and helicopters were sent to assist the local police personnel and soldiers in securing the situation. Many roads were destroyed due to the earthquake or close landslide, so that it obstructed the rescue effort. The lacking electricity and telephone signal made it difficult to communicate with other regions. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with My Indonesia for today, entitling Indonesia and Malaysia Agree to Boost Cooperation in Various Sectors. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo welcomed the arrival of Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad and First Lady Siti Hasmah at Bogor Palace in West Java last Friday. Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to boost cooperation. One of them is the protection of Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia and the construction of a school for the children of Indonesian citizens residing in Malaysia. Both President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad agreed that this cooperation is follow-up in the ministerial-level forum. President Joko Widodo, in a press statement with Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, said that Indonesia and Malaysia have the same commitment to enhance cooperation.
Kami tadi juga menitipkan untuk perlindungan bagi tenaga kerja Indonesia yang berada di.
We also provide protection for Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia and the construction of schools of Indonesian migrant workers, children residing in Malaysia. In relation to the international issues, we are also talking about the South China Sea, and we share the same commitment that dialogue-based solution to international law will be put forward. The two heads of government also discussed the problem of eradicating corruption, connectivity, and border problem. President Joko Widodo also said that it is an honor for Indonesia to receive the visit of Prime Minister Malaysia Mahathir Mohamad. According to the president, Indonesia is the first country nation visited by Mahathir Mohamad after becoming the prime minister. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad said the two countries have the same problems, especially the threat of palm oil export for both countries by Europe. According to Prime Minister Mahathir, the two countries must vote against a black campaign by Europe against Indonesia and Malaysia. The trade value of Indonesia and Malaysia last year increased 22% from 2016 to $16.89 billion. This value makes Malaysia the seventh largest trading partner of Indonesia globally and the third largest trading partner in Asia after Singapore and Thailand. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Minister of State Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said that the state-owned companies which operate in use foreign currency are ready to use hedging facilities following the weakening of the rupiah against the US dollar. The Saudi Arabian government appreciates the support of the Indonesian government for Saudi Arabia successfully registering one of Saudi Arabia's national heritage, Oasis Al-Ahsa, in UNESCO World Heritage List. Press release from the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Riyadh received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday reported that Prince Sultan bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, President of the National Tourism and Heritage Agency of Saudi Arabia, expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian ambassador for Saudi Arabia. The State-Owned Enterprises Ministry has said that the integration of state-owned gas distributor PT Perusahaan Gas Negara and PT Pertamina Gas, a subsidiary of state-owned energy giant Pertamina, aims to strengthen the national gas infrastructure. The District Administration of North Barito, Central Kalimantan, is replanting over 900 hectares of palm plantations of the plasma farmers of PT Antanganda Utama in the sub-district of South Teve. The flight operational at I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport, Bali, is currently safe despite Mount Agung erupted again for 3 times today. South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin inaugurated a 2-megawatt solar photovoltaic power plant at Jakabaring Sports City in the provincial capital of Palembang recently as part of preparations for the 2018 Asian Games, which will take place from August 18 to September 2nd. A team of 28 Indonesian junior high school students won a Grand Prix award during the International Folklore Festival held in Gorzów Wielkopolski, Poland, on June 23 to 30, 2018. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave, and why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Bentang Waterfall in West Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Java has many waterfalls scattering in the region. From those waterfalls, there is a hidden one at Sanca Village, Jalan Cagak District, Subang Regency, West Java Province, namely Bentang Waterfall. Bentang Waterfall is located in the area of Wangun Harja Tourism Village. Listeners, Bentang Waterfall consists of two divisions. The first waterfall forms small basin which flows to the second waterfall, which is bigger. So far, the second waterfall can be accessed because the location of the first waterfall directs to downstream, so that it must be through forests and hills. The water stream of Bentang Waterfall is quite heavy, with clear water. Enjoying the freshness of the waterfall by soaking or swimming becomes fun activities. Listeners, Bentang Waterfall has a distance around 30 kilometers from Subang Regency. From Subang or Bandung, Bentang Waterfalls can be accessed for around 40 to 60 minutes by car through Palasari Village, Sari Reja, or Kusuma Malang at Jalan Cagak District. Road condition from Palasari to Sanca is relatively good, but due to lack traffic signs, visitors have to ask to local people to get there. After arriving at the gate, visitors must pay entrance tickets around 5,000 per person. From the gate, the trip to the waterfall is around 1 kilometer, but visitors must walk by going down the downhill path. Listeners, at the location of Bentang Waterfall, some food stalls are available near the waterfall's gate. Besides, at the waterfall complex, not far from the gate, there are also some villas which can be rented by the visitors. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Kami Kembar, or in English, We Are Twins. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Kami Kembar, or in English, We Are Twins. The conversation is located at Joko's family room. Tony and Dinda are talking about their family.
Kamu anak keberapa?
Aku anak bungsu dari dua bersaudara. Sebenarnya kami kembar. Dia hanya 10 menit lebih tua daripada aku.
Kakakmu laki-laki atau perempuan?
Perempuan. Namanya Emily.
Our
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, kami kembar, or in English, we are twins. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kamu anak keberapa? Kamu anak keberapa? In English, what order do you come in your family? Aku anak bungsu dari dua bersaudara. Aku anak bungsu dari dua bersaudara. In English, I'm the youngest from two siblings. Sebenarnya kami kembar. Sebenarnya kami kembar. In English, actually we are twins. Dia hanya 10 menit lebih tua daripada aku. Dia hanya 10 menit lebih tua daripada aku. In English, she is only 10 minutes older than I. In the dialogue, you've listened an expression, dia hanya 10 menit lebih tua daripada aku. Or in English, she's only 10 minutes older than I. The words lebih, daripada, are usually used to compare something. For example, aku lebih tinggi daripada kakakku. Aku lebih tinggi daripada kakakku. In English, I taller than my elder sister. Aku lebih beruntung daripada dia. Aku lebih beruntung daripada dia. In English, I'm luckier than he or she. In the language of conversation, the word daripada is often changed with dari. Please attention to the use of word dari in the following example. Ibuku lebih langsing dariku. Ibuku lebih langsing dariku. In English, my mother is slimmer than I. Aku 2 tahun lebih muda dari sepupuku. Aku 2 tahun lebih muda dari sepupuku. Or in English, I'm 2 years younger than my cousin. The word dari is not a standard form of the word daripada and only used in an informal conversation. Other examples. Adikmu lebih tinggi daripada kamu. Adikmu lebih tinggi daripada kamu. In English, your sister is taller than you. Ya, tetapi aku terlihat lebih muda dari dia. Ya, tetapi aku terlihat lebih muda dari dia. In English, but I look younger than she. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Kamu anak keberapa?
Aku anak bungsu dari dua bersaudara. Sebenarnya kami kembar. Dia hanya 10 menit lebih tua daripada aku.
Kakakmu laki-laki atau perempuan?
Perempuan. Namanya Emily.
After listening to the conversation about kami kembar, we will give you an exercise, which of course is related to the words you have already learned. The exercise is to describe your family. For example, anggota keluarga saya berjumlah 4 orang. Saya anak pertama dari 2 bersaudara. Saya mempunyai 1 adik laki-laki. Dia 2 tahun lebih muda daripada saya. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Keroncong Song by Indonesian male singer Ismanto. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Jauh di Mata Dekat di Hati by Ismanto. Happy listening.
Kejapkan, tapi mati di mataku. Ingatkah akan janjimu, oh Dinda, pada malam nan bersaksi. Walaupun jauh di mata, di hati.
The song Jauh di Mata, Dekat di Hati is an original Kroncong song that tells about a man who longing for his lover. Although the lover is far away but always close to the heart. Besides, he has a good talent in performing songs. Ismanto is also able to create songs. The song Jauh di Mata, Dekat di Hati is one of Ismanto's song's composition. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sapu Tangan by Ismanto.
Sapu tangan yang harum baunya menawan hatiku. Basah air mataku karena datangnya tangisku. sapu tangan yang dulu ku terima dari kekasihku. Pada masa dahulu berdua, pertama bertemu, penuh dengan rencana dan janji, telah disetujui. Meskipun bagaimana terjadi, sehidup semati, sapu tangan di waktu sekarang, bagai puranku. Karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan diriku.
Like the previous song, the song Sapu Tangan is also the love theme song. The song tells the story of a man who left by his lover, and though they already promised to live together forever, but the love story cannot be maintained. The handkerchief once received from the lover now just becomes a memory. Listener, Ismanto was born in Ambarawa, sent to Java in 1920. His name became popular in the entertainment world, especially Indonesian kroncong music after 1950. At the time, he was coupled with other singers such as Waljina as Darmanto and Pink Astono. In addition to play music and singing, Ismanto also wrote Javanese and kroncong songs. Ismanto died in Surakarta in 1996. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last songs entitled Bhakti by Ismanto. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
Nirmala mendesir alun bayu bagabala teja sakti
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.